Let's stand up.
Let's pray. We ask you, Lord, that this day would be unlike other days. Let this hour be unlike other hours. But rather that we would experience and feel you in our midst, speaking to us, touching the depths of our hearts. That something would happen in us, that we wouldn't leave in the same manner in which we entered.
Amen.
Amen. Let's read our text. In Isaiah 50. From verse 1.
Ujehova uthi, iphi incwadi yesahlukaniso engimlahlile ngayo. Engithengisile ngani kuyo na, kuye na, bekani nathengiswa ngobubi benu, nangeziphambeko zenu, unyoko walahlwa.
Thus says the Lord, where is this, your mother's certificate of divorce with which I sent her away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you?
Behold, kwabangani ukuba kungabikho muntu nasekubizeni kungabikho ophendulayo na.
Behold, for your iniquities you were sold, and for your transgressions your mother was sent away. Why, when I came, there was there no man? Why, when I called, was there no one to answer? Is my hand shortened that it cannot redeem, or have no power to?
Nokufinyezwa ukuze singahlengi noma angisanamandla okuphula na agcine lapho.
Or have I no power to deliver? We'll read thus far.
Inkulu le ndaba isitholayo lapha.
This is a very important matter.
Sithola abantu bexabene noNkulunkulu, bemsola uNkulunkulu. Abantu abahlubukile, bemsola uNkulunkulu, bexabene naye.
Here we find people not just out of sorts with God, but in direct rebellion against God, blaming Him for their circumstances.
Uyabafuna bekho, uyababiza bekho, abaphenduli.
When God came calling on them, they didn't reply. They condemned God. They said, why is it that I am cast aside? Why is it that things are like they are with me? Then God speaks. And ask where he asks, where is the certificate of divorce with which I cast your mother aside?
Noma ngumuphi enginesikwenetu kuye engithengisile ngani kuye na?
Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you?
UNkulunkulu ubaziwe ukuthi ungubaba wakwaIsrayeli.
God was known as the Father of Israel.
IZayoni,
Zion,
ibe umama wesizwe,
being the mother of the nation.
Manje bathi ha uNkulunkulu silahlile ulahle neZayoni walidivorsa.
And here they said, God has condemned us. He has divorced us. He doesn't. He's not interested in us anymore. That we are oppressed like this is because he divorced our mother. And sent
us away.
We've been handed over to the fate of the Gentiles. We are now live under tyrants, and God has forgotten all about us. We are captives of tyrants. Others are free, but we are oppressed. In that era, In the era of Moses, it was practiced that a man was permitted to write a certificate of divorce and send his wife away, even if it was not for adultery, but for anything that he found disgusting, he would just divorce her. And so that divorcee would suffer. She would have no means of support. Every day would be miserable.
Lapha abantu isizwe sakwaIsrayeli sikhala. Ndawu uNkulunkulu akasinakile, uNkulunkulu silahlile, uNkulunkulu kanandaba nathi, uNkulunkulu kasithandi, uthanda abanye kunathi.
And so when the nation of Israel complained about God and said, he has thrown them away. He isn't interested in them anymore. He has sent them away. He doesn't support them or care for them. He doesn't love them anymore.
Atunkulunkulu, veteleni, incwadi yokumdivorsa unyoko. Ukuthi nginilahlile. Ngadivorsa isizwe sami esabizwa ngegama lami.
The Lord God then said, well, show me the proof of my certificate of divorce to your mother that I've sent her away. Show me the proof that I've handed you over to any of my creditors, because it was also the practice at the time that if a person was in debt and he couldn't get out of debt, he would then give a child to his creditor who would be a slave, and they would be then enslaved. Because God's people were complaining, we have been handed over to our enemies, to the nations. We are slaves to these tyrant nations. We're not free. We are oppressed. We are slaves. We are slaves because of our father who has sold us into slavery. God says,
what is it that you say? nisuke ngixabane nami ngisole mina ngibuza kini iphi inya incwadi yesahlukaniso ukuthi lapho ngixoshe unyoko naxosheka nani nokuthi ngadayisa dayisele ebugqileni.
God asks them, what is this that you're talking about? You say that I've cast you off, I've sold you into slavery, or I've handed you over to your creditors. Show me the proof. God says, open your eyes. Stop with this blindness. Look, behold, wake up.
I think you have to move on to kodwa nathengiswa ububi benu.
Yes, you've been sold over.
Nathengiswa ngobubi benu.
Yes, you've been sold over, but it is your own iniquities which have sold you over.
Nangeziphambeko zenu.
And because of your sins.
Nalashwa. Nonyoko wenu walashwa. Isizwe sesakini iziyoni noma izayoni ladayiswa ngenxa yephambeko zenu.
You find yourself cast off and your mother cast off it and sold. It is because of your own iniquities.
Athi bheke ekufikeni kwami.
And the Lord says,
kwabangani ukuba kwabangani ukuba kungabikho muntu nasekubizeni kungabikho phendulayo na.
For behold, when I came, why was there not a single person to answer me?
Uthi lapho ngifika anginifike endaweni yenu.
I didn't find you where you should be.
Khumbulani u-Adam esewonile. Wezwa qhamuka uNkulunkulu ubemhlangabeza uNkulunkulu ezobumnandi bokufika kukaNkulunkulu nangobukhona bukaNkulunkulu manje uma esezwa uNkulunkulu eqhamuka useyeqa uyabaleka uqasha le emva kwesihlahla.
Think of Adam when he had sinned. Though he had previously enjoyed meeting God, but now when he heard the sound of God coming to him, he hid. He ran away and hid behind the tree. God didn't find him in his place. He was in another place. Until God called out and said, Adam, where are you? God complains. He cries over those who have deserted him.
Uzwa ubuhlungu ngalabo abangekho endaweni leyo ayishiwo uyena.
Those who are not in the place where God said that they should be.
Wabizwa.
He called.
Uyazi ukuthi ubizelwe kuphi. Kodwa namhlanje usulaphi mhlubuki.
You know to what you've been called, but where are you today, you backslider?
Uyafika uNkulunkulu uyakufuna ukhe endaweni yakho.
God comes and calls, but you're not in your place.
uNkulunkulu wakubiza, uNkulunkulu wakubeka, uNkulunkulu wakumisa.
God called you, God appointed you, God gave to you.
Kodwa uma eza kuwe manje uyakufica yini endaweni yakho noma usukwenye indawo.
Set you in your place, but when he calls today and calls upon you, are you there or are you in another place?
Lapho uNkulunkulu esidala emdala umuntu wamdalela yena.
When God created human beings, he created man for himself.
Kodwa uma ungasekho endaweni yakho,
usukwenye indawo. in your place, you're in another.
You've gone astray.
You don't care about God anymore.
Uyadla njengenkomo ungathandazile. Noma uthandaza uthandaze nje akusiyo into esukela enhlizweni ekujuleni kwenhliziyo.
You don't pray before a meal, you like a cow without giving thanks. You don't, and your prayers are not from the heart anymore, they just
uNkulunkulu akumise endaweni ethile ethi wala ngifuna ukuthi ube umthombo wemifula egobhozayo ukuba ihlane liphenduke libe ingadi be indawo engenakuhle ibe nokuhla ibe yiparadisi.
God put you in the place where he set you, and he wanted you to be a fountain of water, of living water, to make the desert into a paradise.
Ikhona yini imfula yokuphila egobhozayo eswini sakho ephuma kuwe ukuthi abantu baphuze ngawe, abantu basizakale ngawe, abantu bagezeke bahlanzeke ngawe. Ikhona yini wena mKristu imfula egobhozayo eswini sakho?
Are there rivers of living water?
Noma yikho, athi uNkulunkulu uphi na?
Streaming
ngakudalele lokho.
From your innermost being, where people can drink of it, be refreshed, people can wash in it. But are you in that place? God says, I appointed you to be there.
Ngakudala ukuthi ube ukhanya, ngakudala ukuthi ube usawoti.
I created you to be light, to be salt.
Ngakudala ukuthi unqobe nokunqoba ube sodwendweni lokunqoba, hayi ukuthi unqotshwe.
I made you to conquer.
Unqobe, hayi ukuthi unqotshwe uze ucindezeleke ube phansi, kodwa unqobe nokunqoba.
I made you to be victorious, not to swing from victory to defeat, but to be more than a conqueror.
And then you turn out to be a depressed person.
Of course,
if you're not there where God wants you to be more than conqueror, you'll end in depression. There's no other way.
Vele uma ungekho kulendawo lapho unqobe, vele uzoba umuntu ocindezelekile.
Nginombuzo namhlanje kwena mhlophe, kwena ntsundu, kwena khalati, kwena mdala, kwena muntu omusha. uNkulunkulu mayeza kuwe uyakufica yini endaweni yakho? Noma uzokufica ukwenye indawo.
Of you, colored, white, Indian, black, old, young, whatever type you might be, when God comes to you today, does he find you there where he appointed you to be?
He wants you to kodwa ukufike kuphi kubafana emantombazaneni uyisifebe uyisela ungena esitolo uphuma nento. uNkulunkulu akakudalelanga lokho. Uthi uphi na?
God appointed you for holiness, but now you are being immoral. You like a whore, or if you go into a shop, you steal. When God comes to you today and asks, where are you? Where are you?
uNkulunkulu uyahlupheka lelo gama ngathi uphi na?
One sees the suffering.
Lelo gama limumethe ubuhlungu.
The pain of God when he says, where are you?
Ingane uma ihlubukela umzali, kukhona ubuhlungu abuzwayo enhlizweni yakhe.
If a child rebels against its parents, the parent feels great pain and grief.
Indodana noma indodakazi isuke inyamalale ihlubuke uyise uyakhaluyisa uyagukuyisa ukhuma izimvu ekhanda ayinandaba yona iyayihambela inanama-nice time kodwa uyise uze ubuhlungu ukhali nyembezi futhi ngithi lezo nyembezi ezikhala umzali ngawo izona eziyokufaka esihogweni.
When a son or a daughter absconds, runs away from home, oh, how the parents grieve, how the father experiences pain.
And
God too.
He
loves his people.
Uyasithanda. Kodwa umakhoti uma ingasekho endinde emhlabeni ehamba. Ayiphile impilo akayigcini athembeke ebufelo kazini bakhe uyakhala uNkulunkulu umuntu ke athi angathike kwami ukuze kube nje ngihlupheke kanje athi uNkulunkulu hey ukuze kube nje kuwe uqhandele nyova uwe owonile ngenxa yesono sakho. Awangitholi ngani kokuhle ibusiso abanye batholi ibusiso ngabatshela ke le eyakhwela ibusiso zitholwa ngokuphila ulahlekelwa zona ngokungaphili.
God too grieves. He calls his people, he gives them the name of being a wife. And what does he feel when a wife absconds and then she is immoral? Or like a widow who says, oh, I'm suffering, but she's immoral. You might say, oh, the difficulty that I'm in, it's because of your own sin. I say that to Kwele, to the people. Things are received, blessings are received through vital godliness.
Buka impilo yakho. Buka ukuhlala kwakho. Buka indawo kuyo. Buka amasango akini. Ukuthi abenjani namhlanje asenjani ngathi kuhlala ipoki phakathi kodwa phambili kube kuhle indlo ohleli kuyona injani ithini ikhuluma ithini khona ukuqhubekela phambili noma uqhandela emuva hey wena kholwa mbumbulu vula amehlo akho kuse kuwe awusekho endaweni yakho owabizelwa kuyo. Unkulunkulu akubeke ku. Uwana wena owonile. Ungakhombi ibhuni ubandlululo. Indaba ikuwe. Ikuwe. Noma usuthola iplazi. Noma usuthola imayini. Sekunjani? Indaba ikuwe.
You are to blame for your own circumstances. Examine the place where you are. Are those the gates where you were, where God first appointed you to be? The home, the sign, the proof of godliness, is that there? Or are you a rubbish Christian? You've absconded from God.
Kukenxa yethu kodwa namhla ngiyahlubuka shaye mini imthetho siyaqindezelwa yilaba bantu nisazongena ebugqileni eningazange nikubone uma uNkulunkulu engangihawukelanga futhi ningezwanga lokho enitshelwe yikona qhubeka ndiza ntuba uyoqhuthwa phambili.
It is through ministers, through missionaries that education came, that there's now literacy. But how do you use it? You use it to sin more. You run away from God and you use it to sin and desert your parents, to run away from the Lord. Well, you will get what you ask for.
Kumbula umuntu amhlubukayo uyise indodana yolahleko. Yagcinaphi?
Think of the prodigal son. Where did he end?
Yaphumile ishile ingola igcwele isiliva negolide nempahla. Yayimithi leyo ngqola. kodwa isigcino engulubeni engoleni ebqingilini.
Though he had left his father's house with such riches loaded on his wagon or trailer, you could say, with silver and gold and all his inheritance, how did he come back? He came back with nothing. Desiring to eat the husks of pigs. What did he have? Nothing. He was there in the swill of pigs. What did he end up doing? Living and being the homosexual partner of that
rich man.
Oh, people say, oh, the suffering, the misery that I'm in, God has cast me off, he doesn't love me anymore. God asks of you, are you in the place where he put you? Show the proof of him divorcing you. It is your own iniquities which have taken you away from God. Don't rise up in rebellion against God and say, he's the one who's cast you off. No, it's you that has cast him off. Don't rebel against him.
Don't
paint.
Eva, ukuze uphi na akukenxa ka Eva, kenxa yomngami, kenxa ka tate wethu, kenxa ka mfo wethu, kenxa ka baswami. Wathi uNkulunkulu, cha kukenxa yokona kwakho. Kodwa okubi waze wamelana kakhulu noNkulunkulu. Waba-rebellious emvukela. Wathi, u-Eva lo engimphiwe wena. Isigcino walahla uNkulunkulu ukuthi uyena onephutha. Uyena uneqala ukuthi izinto zibe njena.
Ah, uphenduka. Kazi ukuthi uyalizwa yini icula. Besicula la sabela wozo uyakubiza uNkulunkulu awukhumbula icula esaculayo singena. And so don't paint God with your iniquities. You have rebelled, you've caused your own trouble. You are just like Adam and Eve. When God said, Adam, where are you? What's happened? Adam said, it's because of Eve. And further than that, he went on to blame God. He said, it is the woman you gave me. And so he was blaming God. He was now a total rebel. Now you need to repent of that. Remember the song that we sing where we sing, come back to God, O you sinner. Don't say it is a Stegan thing. They're the ones who are blessed. It's an in-house thing. No, there are those who've rebelled against us. There are those who are not following the Lord. Go and examine the lives that they've
over
they
my
live.
Own family, Stegans. And we are as far apart as the east is from the west. Don't say it's because I'm not a Stegan. You're a liar. It's because of your own sin.
Musugushuguti ngin jenu njengoba angisienu mutu wagwastegen ka ukamba manga kungenga yeso no sako. Esako nje.
I am sienu mshope. Tina isingi mshope asinuto.
Dan
ungozo ngabe iluto ngani. Mshubukile inu kulukuli. Auseko kulukuli. Besu suku kombe bona. Kantu uwe. Omshubukile. Ukhohliswa inyoka endala njengo Eva.
Don't say it's because I'm not a white that I don't have blessings. Don't blame your circumstances on others. Otherwise you are as deceived as Eve was by the serpent.
Uma uekubiza uNkulunkulu ukhona endaweni yakho. Angithi namhla uma kufika inyoka ehlaza endlini ukuthi umkhulu. Ugogo mokufika inyoka impili xoxa ukhulu nonyoka dingo ukuthi sibenzele idili how kanti suinyoka usuindzalo yenyoka na kodwa ubone uthakathiwe uloyiwe ha ukudlisile usathane.
Those there are those who follow the occult instead of being in the place where God wants them to be. The snake comes in or two snakes. They say and discern it as being the incarnation of their grandfather or grandparents. What are you, the brood of vipers? Are you the offspring of snakes?
Kona esahlukweni sika 49 ngifunda 51 49
in chapter 49
kusukela ku 14 kepha uzi iziyoni lithi uJehova ungishile.
From verse 14, it says, but Zion has said, the Lord has forsaken me, my Lord has forgotten me.
Hey! Wena mkambi wa manga. Isikhoko sikufanele. Iphi incwadi yesahlukaniso lapho uNkulunkulu uthi sekulahlile.
Oh, how a person blames God and then they say, oh, I'm hopeless. Nothing works for me. And they end up in despair and threaten to commit suicide. To such a person we should say, Futsak, get out of here. Because you are asked by God, where is the proof of the certificate of divorce from God's side? He asks, where is that certificate of divorce?
Kono dokotela alphi la uyana kuye uthi dokotela geza indlebe zami ukuthi okuphakathi ukuba ngingetswe kuphume.
Listen very carefully. Use your ears, or are you deaf? Don't you wash your ears properly? Do you need to buy some sunlight or some special soap, or go to somebody like Dr. Albi? Ask him to deal with your ears. Maybe your ears need to be irrigated to get that out. Listen to God's word.
Owesifazane angakhohlwa umntwana wakhe oncelayo na.
From verse 15. Can a woman forget her nursing child?
Ukuba angabi namusa kuyo indodana yesizalo sakhe na.
That she should have no compassion on the son of her womb?
Yebo. Bona bangakhohlwa.
Yes.
Kodwa mina anginakukhohlwa wena.
Yes, even these may forget, yet I will not forget you.
Beka ezandleni zami ngikubhalile izingange zakho ziphambi kwami njalo.
Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me.
Mone Bible ekhaya yanekhaya. Uma ungakwazi ukubhala, biza ingane yakho utibhala la ibhayibhelini lami ekhasini lokuqala elingenalutho Isaiah 49 verse 15 and 16 ukuthi umuntu angakhohlwa ingane yakhe ayincelisayo noma ekhohlwa uyena kodwa mina Jehova ngeke ngikhohlwe wena.
Write that in your Bible if you have one. If you don't know how to write when you get home, ask a child in your home to write for you. Isaiah 49, verse 14 and 15. Can a woman forget her nursing child, the son of her womb?
Ukuba angabi namusa kuyo ngendodana yesizalo sakhe na?
That she should have no compassion on the son of her womb?
Yebo, bangakhohlwa. Kodwa mina anginakukhohlwa wena.
Yes, even though these forget, I will not forget you.
Athi bheka, buka ke manje ukuze ukubone. Salukazi, buka.
He says, behold, look, you, whoever you are, or an old woman, for, listen now.
Ezandleni zami ngikubhalile, izingange zakho ziphambi kwami njalo.
And look carefully, for it says, behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands, and your walls are forever before me. God says that he has inscribed you on his
palms.
Your picture is engraved upon his own hands. He sees you continually.
NgesiZulu kuthwa ngikubhalile esandleni sami ngabhala ngadweba isithombe sakho kuyimpama yesandla sami ngesiHebheru kuthwa ngasuka ngakuqopha esandleni sami njengokuba itshele thuna qoshwe igama lomuntu bese kubhalwe bethatha ishizolo ukuba noma lina noma duma noma ngidlula iminyaka eyinkulungwane kuhlale kuqophekile la ukuthi la kukhona usibanibani kulela usibanibani wazalwa ngaluphi usuku wafa ngaluphi usuku uthi uNkulunkulu waqopha ezandleni zakho kodwa wena umuntu omnyama ukuthi yini ibusiseka abamhlophe thina singabusiseki yini sibona abanye bebusiseka thina singabusiseki ngani nawo shoyo ukuthi ngikwasisa abantu kodwa ngisiye wakasitekeni uma ngingaba wasitekeni ngabe nginesibusiso uma kade ungowakasitekeni mhlawumbe ubusuxoshiwe. Angifuni usitekeni. Ngifuna umuntu okwazi ukukhala ngezono njengami. Ngifuna umuntu okwazi ukudazuluka njengami. Ngikhalela i-revival. Wena ufike sekumnandi. Wena uthi ungena kwelinye isango. Ngabaxoxela abasekhwayini ukuthi umsebenzi waqala kanjani. Bafike sekukhona izindlu, sekukhona imishini. Bekungenjalo ekuqaleni. Anazi ukuthi iqale kanjani. Uma ufuna ukuthola nginakho qala la ngaqala khona nami ungene ngesango ayi ngeback door hluleke nokuyisola ngezono zakho nokulahla nokuphenduka akubizi uNkulunkulu awusabeli kwilokhu uhleli la uhleli khona njengekhekhe lenkomazi amaJalimani akhuluma ngekufankuchen ipancake lenkomo uyabona inkomo uma ukhipha ublongwe kuwe phandle kube ikhekhe ipancake uyabona musu kube ipancake lenkomazi uma kubizwa sisabela suka vuke lapho khona uvenze ukuphenduka. Uyisola uyilahle yeke ukukhomba abanye abantu awunakufinyelela ndawo uzofa umpofu uyilokhu usola abantu kanti isono singesakho.
I've written you, I've tattooed you on the palms of my hands. In the original it says that that he has engraved us, like the engraving on a tombstone. He knows all about you. You're written there. Don't blame God for your circumstances. And don't be here at Caesar Mountain and say, it's because I'm not a Stegan that I'm not blessed. Look, if you really were a Stegan and you're in this condition you are in, we would have chased you away long ago. I don't want Stegans. I want people who know what it is to have remorse for their sin, to be convicted of their sin, and to groan before God for revival like I did. Don't say that everything is easy to get because you're Stegan. No, you start where I started, groaning for revival.
Umuntu uthola izibusiso ngokuphila. Ulahlekelwa zona ngokungaphili. Uqophe lokho engqondweni yakho nasenhlizweni yakho. Ubhale nasebhayibhelini lakho. Ungakhohlwa yilokho. Uma kungenjalo, fune isono osenzile, usivume, uyihlambulule.
Well, you're like a pile of cow dung, like the Germans say, a cake of cow dung. You're just sitting there, useless. If you are, listen to God's word. Heed these words. He has engraved you in the palms of his hands. Jesus had those nails in his hands, remembering you. Are the nails in his hands and in his feet not enough for you? Find that sin. Those sins which are separating you from God, confess them. Apart from them.
Oh,
you say, I'm an orphan.
Unkulunkulu ukufuna endaweni yakho kodwa ufike engakufici uyamemeza awunandaba uyaqhubeka nawe ngathi yesikole uyaqhubeka awuthathi notice ungathi ngise ingane akudinga umkhulu ungafa qala kunami ungafa qala kunabazali bakho isikhathi sakho lesi sokuthi umphilele uNkulunkulu.
But you rebel against God, you backslider, repent. You school child, remember God, return back to him. Let's bow our heads. Let's stand to our feet.
Na kuluma, kuluma, nkosi kimina. Nkosi kuluma, ngomoya wakho ngcwele, ilona lo ezwe, ukuthi uthini kuye.
Lord, speak by your Holy Spirit, that each one will hear what you say to him and her.
Wajabula laphibu indodana yolahleko izilahla. Wamhlanza, wamgqokisa, wamhlabela ithole elinolileyo. washo engcekeni zakho mgezeni mkolopeni nimfake ingubo enhle nendandatho ngoba le ndodana ibifile itholakele ibilahlekile.
Oh Lord, how
the
father rejoiced when the prodigal returned. When his rebellious son returned back home, he had him washed, cleansed, given fresh robes, a ring on his finger, and you gave him a feast. Oh Lord, how you are able to bring back from the dead and cause life again.
Amen.
Amen.